This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
It's Sheila in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, calling in. I'm originally from New York, and we lived in quite a few houses growing up, but there was one in particular that we lived in for about, I think it was like 3 or 4 years. But anyway, I had previously mentioned that my cousin and I were getting dragged out of bed at night, and that my mom had done a cleanse. Well, part two of that, supposedly the history of this house was that an Amish family lived there, and that the members of the family started dying of like these weird illnesses. Like the mom died of like pneumonia or something. And supposedly the 2 or 3, maybe 4 children that were there died as well. And then the husband committed suicide in the barn. And that was what we were told. I, to this day, cannot find any record of it. You would think there would be a record, but I mean, this is probably from like the early 1900s, my mom had told me. But anyway, the house was huge, 2 stories. The floors were concrete. There was no carpet, no tile. We were literally in the middle of nowhere. And when I mean nowhere, I mean like to the point of going out in the yard and seeing absolutely no one around you because your nearest neighbor is almost 2 miles down the road. So anyway, we didn't have any activity for probably 3 to 4 weeks, and that was good. So we had decided that everything should be okay and that there's probably nothing there anymore. So we were good. My cousin and I were laying in bed one night and we heard like a thumping. We decided to go check it out. Now, mind you, the upstairs was completely not in use. It was just used as storage. And we were told that we had to stay out from up there because it was just old and rickety. And, you know, the floorboards up there hadn't been done in a long time. So that there was a concern of me and my sister and my cousin like falling through the floor or something. I don't know. But we decided to go upstairs. So we go upstairs. And as we're on our way up the stairs, there's this long hallway. And to the left, there's what looked like probably a bedroom. To the right, most likely another bedroom of sorts. And then at the very, very end, there's this big like alcove area. And it looked like it could have been like some kid's play area at some point in time. And there was a rubber ball on the floor. And we picked it up and bounced it, and it made the same sound that we had heard from downstairs. And I said, oh, well, that's kind of weird. And we had never seen this ball before, and it was like a rubber bouncy ball. And we had never seen that before. And I know neither one of us owned them because we had 4 dogs at the time, and, well, they would eat anything. So we didn't keep that kind of stuff around. We thought it was kind of weird, but we took it downstairs with us. And despite what our mom had said and what my aunt had said, we still had the Ouija board. So we pulled it out from under the bed and put the bouncy ball next to it and decided, let's see if we can talk to the owner of this ball. Maybe the owner of this ball is one of the children that had lived here at some point in time. So we called upon whatever spirits we could basically at that point. And I'm laughing just because it was silly, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old, and we're playing with a Ouija board and some weird mysterious ball. As an adult, that was probably the dumbest thing I've ever done. But anyway, moving on. We started asking questions like, is this your ball? And it said yes. And from what we could gather, the girl's name was Anna. I'm guessing it was short for something, just because Anna, that's kind of a really common name. I don't know. We couldn't find any records. But anyway, supposedly her name was Anna, and she had a brother, and I don't remember ever asking his name, but we had asked if she would like to play with the ball, and she said yes, and then the ball started, like, kind of moving just a little bit, and, you know, I was punching my cousin, like, hey, knock it off, you know, stop making it move, it's creepy, and all of a sudden, I hear, like, this really deep growl, like behind me. I'm like, what is that? And I was too scared and frozen to even move or look. I looked at my cousin and her mouth is just, I swear, her jaw's like on the floor. And I said, Jamie, what's wrong? She says, oh my. I said, well, what? What's wrong? And she says, just don't turn around. I said, okay. I didn't listen. I slowly turned around and saw a face in the mirror. And it was really hard to make out what this face looked like. It looked kind of like maybe a skeleton, because there's two sunken holes where there would be eyes, and there is some kind of a mouth, but man, it looked pissed off. And it was kind of blurry around the edges. It was really, really hard to make out, but I screamed at the top of my lungs and ran out of the room. And it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. And my mom gets up and she's like, what are you guys doing? And we quickly pushed everything back under the bed. We're like, oh, nothing, nothing. You know, we're just playing around. And she's like, get your asses back in bed. So, you know, we take our asses back to bed like we were told to. And we're laying there. And I really couldn't sleep for the rest of that night because I was too scared of whatever it was that I saw in the mirror. Fast forward a couple of days, I was getting ready for school and I was doing my hair and I saw this face behind me. But I was looking in the mirror and it was behind me and it's just growling at me and I had no idea why. And at this point, now that I'm an adult and I'm looking back on it, it was most likely some kind of a demon of sorts. I don't know. I asked it. I said, who are you? Leave me alone. And it just growled at me. And then I felt like this. And then the face went away, but I felt like a cold yet warm, like, scratch on my back. And, you know, I screeched, you know, I was like, ow, because it hurt. And I couldn't see that part of my back. So I called for my cousin and she came in and I said, what's on my back? I said, it really hurts. And there was 3 slashes along the small of my back, my lower back. And she said, what the hell? And I said, I don't know. I didn't do it. So I told her about the face in the mirror and her jaw just dropped. And she's like, I don't know what it is. And I said, well, whatever it is, we just called it back. So we broke down, told my mom about it, and she said, just go to school. When you come home, it'll be taken care of. And we said, okay. So we went to school, we came home, and as soon as we walked in the house, the air was just heavy. The tension was just so thick you could cut it with a knife, I swear. And my mom, and she said, I don't know what the hell you guys fucked around with, she says, but it's not happy. And it's not going to leave that easily. And I asked her what she meant. And she said, you guys have most likely summoned forth some kind of a freaking demon. Are you guys insane? And I said, Mom, we were just messing around. You know, we were just messing around. Now that I'm an adult, I realize the seriousness of this. But as a child, I was messing around. And it was terrible. This thing just wouldn't leave us alone. And God, there's so much more that happened in that house. I mean, aside from this weird demon, whatever it is, that wouldn't leave me alone, that scratched my back, that would growl at me in the freaking mirror every other day, it seemed. I don't know. But I started to lose track of time. I started to withdraw from my friends, and I just didn't want to leave the house. I felt like if I left the house, I was leaving something behind. And I think whatever that was attached to me for a long time. And sorry. And the only reason I say I think it attached itself to me is because until we moved out of that house, it wouldn't leave me alone. There were some nights I would lay in bed and I don't even remember sleeping. I just remember staring at the ceiling all night. Was I possessed? No, I don't think so. Was I being haunted by a demon? Maybe. I don't know. There's just so much more, but I know this is already getting long and there's going to be like a part three to this. But anyway, thank you guys for everything, for having a community where we can, you know, divulge this stuff that not everyone believes in, but that we all have a common ground in. I am a sensitive, an empath. I am a practicing pagan, and I have been since I was 11. That's a story for another time. But anyway, I love you guys. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.